I guess the day is here that we're going to release this thing. Some people have tested it, and I've done some corrections. This is still very early work. Expect issues. If you download this expecting no issues, well, that's on you. I told you different. So, when you download the file, I'm going to show you what you will get when you unzip it. Not that. So you will have these files. That is the Python executable that you will run, which will kick the whole thing into gear. This is the zip file that you will place in your mods folder, which I will show you directly after this. This is a little configurator utility that you can use to set various things about the way the mod works. And this is the README, which I would recommend that you actually read, because this is some, you know, a little bit complex. So, where, let's say, do you put this? First of all, you leave it zipped, and second of all, I will show you right now. I actually think this is bugged. No, it's not. You want to go to your highest numbered one, which should be 0.36.4. That's this. Mods. If you don't have this folder, it is safe to create it. Mods, all lowercase. And it goes right there. It goes in the mods folder. So app data, local, beamng, your version, mods, dump it in there. And that is the... There are a couple of things in this mod that goes in here. Part of it is a custom protocol that will provide telemetry to the game, or to the other thing. And then, if I close this tab, this right here is the actual Python that receives. So when I run this, it's going to do two things. For you, I've already ran it just to verify it works. It's going to ask for admin. Why does it ask for admin? Because it suppresses keyboard keys from reaching the game when you use the layered commands, when you use status mode, when you use buffer mode. It will suppress keys from reaching the game. If you did not have that, the keys would reach the game and they could conflict with the game. So when you launch this, you will get the admin prompt, and then you'll get, do you want to allow this to make traffic over the network? Yes to that as well. Allow. Now, if you just let this sit here and run, use your review cursor command keys. You see that it's looking for a default output device. It's looking for the Wasapi version of that device for the lowest latency audio. So it's finding what the system default device is, then it's looking for the Wasapi version of that device. And that's just synthesizing all the little clicks and beeps you get. And now it's started the audio stream. And that's fine. It should, if you change devices in the middle, if the default device changes, it should follow it. It may not. If you have ever changed it in the Windows Mixer, it may not. This is just telling us that the WebSocket is listening. So, our WebSocket has not made a connection yet because the game has not been started. Once the game starts and you load in and you do the installation process, it will. So, let's just show you briefly what that is now. Before I start, it is useful to have the Xinyi OCR add-on. It is better quality. It takes a little bit longer, but it's better quality than you would get with this default NVDA. And it may actually come in handy in the steps that I will show you now.
Character off.
We're done with that. So, we can just launch as normal. When it loads, we're going to go straight into the game with OCR. Again, as I have stated before, it does not look like main menu accessibility is going to be happening anytime soon. Probably never, unless we get the developers on board with this. So, good just to go into free roam. This time I'm using Shinyi. Last used will be grid small pure. And then we'll use the last used editor. Okay. We will be in the game momentarily. And you see that I'm already getting telemetry. I'm going to use a controller to navigate, just because it works better. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm going to press escape. You won't have this spoken yet. I'm going to OCR, just to show you what you'll get. UL apps, which is actually UI apps. I'm going to scan that. Route to that, click that. And doesn't look like it. Let's try with Chinyi, see if that works any better. That may move the mouse away. Let's see if we can get a better result. Okay. And this is the reality of what we're working with here. This is why I'm showing this to you and not cutting it out. Let's see if we can just... There we go. So I moved the mouse down with golden cursor and then back up again. Add AP. You see, I have my mouse tooltip. I have my mouse shape changes turned on. I would recommend doing that as well. And now, we'll see if we see it in here. Which it may not show because it's already... There it is. You see though, you could easily miss it. NDA hook. But if I scan with Shinyi... It actually reads BM video hook. Now, I'm not gonna click it because I already clicked it and I don't know if it would try to. I don't think it would try to install it twice, but, yeah. But just to show you, once you do that, what you will then be able to do. My controller has decided to take, sometimes it does that, I don't know why, but plug this in. Pug control in again.
In setting time restore. New fixed experiences. Camera orbit. Camera driver.
So you
camera
see. Port.
Camera external. Camera orbit. New fixed experiences.
Now, certain things that don't read, like this sidebar up the top, that's something that I will at some point maybe try to work on.
No.
But you see, I could change if I wanted to. Ignore all that shit. The drive shaft not broken. It will be though in a minute.
Camera orbit.
So you heard south, you heard camera orbit. Let's So you can see when I press Control Q, it's reading that.
Sport one.
I'm actually gonna go into sport one. And I'm gonna take it down this ramp. I'm gonna start slow.
Sport two.
Now let's go. So, yeah, that happened. Now let's say I can go through and I can press F9 then 1. Or I can press F9. Command Control S. Oh, status mode doesn't work.
Wrong
mode, idiot. I have to add buffer mode.
Command, overload on. Bottom fault. Vehicle engine double default. Engine flame. Vehicle engine upside down. Flash open. Vehicle engine camera driver. Camera external. Deep remote. Deep camera order. Arrow back back on. Ramp default. Charge on. 30 minutes. Is there a charge on. 16 minutes. 3 minutes. Enemy new quick start. Camera order. Camera external. Camera on board. Camera driver. Camera order. New quick start. Setting back. Game controls. Game controls. Arrow back back. Menu map out. Vehicle field.
Not every message is spoken in there. But, most of them are. So I want to show you something. That is not possible to go into here. You can press Control W to do this. You go to parts. Now, you can also go up here to search, and if you know what you're looking for, you can find it. So let's just type something like front. Let's see what we have access to here now. That's for the RAM. Well, we don't need 50 liters of fuel on there, I can tell you that. So we can press A, and then just hold the button down a long time. Then let go. When you let go, if yours doesn't apply the changes. Now we've got 5 liters of fuel. If I check my fuel, do we have
10%?
If yours doesn't, scan with Xinyi. Go to the bottom of the page. That's taking forever. Okay, why are we doing that, Xinyi?
Red button, result document. Scroll menu, attack. Stop, add right, options. Navigate to 4760, 100, 100, 100, 72, save load, title, 40 line camera, does, told us, line, live, update. YT, live, data, wheel, data, live, updates.
Live updates. You would route to that and click.
Dimension. Camera does 0%, camera does 0%, camera does 0%, 0%, camera does 0%, minus 8%, camera does 0%, offset 0%, camera does 0%, camera does 0%, camera does
of the installation process and what it can let you do. There's more to be found. I'll let you discover that.